It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hey, thank you for joining me on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yeah, thank you, New York and New Jersey. The Nielsen Ratings has our show in the top 10 in New York AM radio once again. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Come on. Studio operation. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Top 10 in New York AM radio. That's a big deal. Of course, tonight's guest is going to help me climb up. I think we came in last month number 4. I want to get to number 3, number 2, number 1. Sim is going to help me get there. But, you know, it's radio, so I gave a little bit of a hint. But just permit me to finish my intro here. The weekly Mind Your Business show presented by BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus such as Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE. We recently had on Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie, their clients are 400 out of the Fortune 500 companies, and he was a guest here. And you can access every single past show by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And by the way, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified every single time an episode goes live. My episode tonight with Sim Shane, oh, I slipped there. All right, is going to go live a couple of days after the show airs, and you'll be notified automatically on YouTube, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business, and just subscribe. You'll automatically be notified when it goes live. Without further ado, going, and of course, special shout out to the great team here at BLMG and 710 WOR, but we got to get to our great guest, Sim Shane, founder and CEO of Paraflight Aviation and OrganFlights.com. Based here on the East Coast, although he operates actually not just nationally, internationally as well, but primarily nationally. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay. Paraflight is a full-service medical transport company dedicated to providing dependable, compassionate, and customized care and service to patients and medical teams worldwide. It's right there. OrganFlights.com provides transplant centers with full air and ground transportation of organs. They ensure the most efficient transfer of organs and transplant teams nationwide. Their nationwide network of jets, helicopters, and emergency transport vehicles are always on call, ready to transport an organ, a transplant team, a recipient, and family members door to door. And finally, they are also involved in mission-critical business situations where, and we're going to get to it later in the show, where there are, you know, let's say the speed of business goes very, very fast as well, and he caters to that. So on tonight's show, we're going to discuss concierge corporate flights, medical and urgent flights, and transporting organs and transplant teams around the country and sometimes around the world. With that intro, Sim Shane, thank you for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
That's correct. Once again, I think it's been a few years since
yes,
I've been on.
So it's been a while.
It's truly a pleasure to be back on.
It's great to see you. Great to see you. Sim, let's just start off with the journey. And no pun intended there. I mean, by the way, you actually have a pilot's license, correct?
No, actually, I don't have my pilot's license. I actually started my pilot training, but I don't have my license yet.
So, but like a great boss, you have a great team that does it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so,
but you just sit in the control tower and direct it all.
That's right.
So how did the journey begin? What was, when did you have this aha moment that you're going to embrace this very challenging industry and take it on? And, I mean, thank God you've been great, very, very successful at it. Where did it all start?
So my journey actually started when I was 7 years old.
Though you climbed into the cockpit?
Right. Before the cockpit, actually, my father was an EMT.
Okay.
And he was, you're talking about in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. He was an EMT and he joined one of the local squads and he was one of the founders of the local hot solar that started up in my town in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. And I recall when he used to leave our home. He used to leave his business. He would drop everything on. It didn't even matter what was going on. He would drop it and run. And I think it was at that point that I said, you know what? When I get older, that's what I'm going to be. And then it was in 1993 that I decided, you know what, I think it's time. I was 20 years old. I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to start. And I actually picked up the phone. I called one of the local first aid squads. It was actually Howell First Aid, which is a neighboring town to Lakewood, where I am. And I said, I'd like to join. And I was down there like literally 10 minutes later for my interview. And they accepted me about 10 minutes after that. And then I signed up for an EMT course. I believe it was by June of 1993, I was an EMT. And then in 1996, I joined Hatzolah of Lakewood. Mm-hmm. And then in 2007, I became a paramedic. I went from an EMT to become a paramedic. And then in 2000, after 2011, you know, is when we really stepped it up. But 2001, of course, we know 9/11 was a big change. And I'm sure we'll talk about it during this session of how I met my mentor and what I do. But from there, I went on in 2008 or so is when I started flying with my friend Shlomo Steve Zakheim, who passed away. And I know we're going to talk about that as well during the show. But everything has evolved. I've had so many opportunities, and thankfully, I was able to grab them and run with them. And we started flying, you know, Air Medical after Steve passed away in 2014, and here we are today.
So, Paraflight. How did Paraflight come to life? And please, you know, perhaps you can expound on some of the services that Paraflight offers today.
Okay, so Paraflight started in about 2014. Mm-hmm. We started initially as an air ambulance company, providing both private jets that are outfitted as an ICU in the sky, as well as medical escorts. So not everybody requires a private jet or the expense of a private jet. And we realized that if we can take some of those people and they're eligible and it's safe for them to fly on a commercial flight, and we can send them with a doctor or a nurse or a flight paramedic, then we'll just do that. We can send oxygen concentrators with them and cardiac monitors. And that's where it started. And then, of course, it evolved. We said, hey, if we can do that, you know, maybe we can start doing some organ transplants. And fascinating story of how I got involved in organ transplants. I had, of course, we'll talk about that, I think, later on in the show about Steve Zakheim. But I had some very close friends through my connections in High Lifeline and Camp Simcha who were sick, and I flew with a very close friend of mine. His name was Yochi. He was, when I started with him, he was about 18 years old. He was a former organ, he had received organ transplant of liver and kidney when he was like 8 or 9 years old, and then he developed an interstitial lung disease. And I flew with him all over the country, 11 different transplant centers to get listed, and everyone declined him. He was small. He was maybe 4 feet tall. And they just felt that between his antibody, possible rejection, and his size, they all had to decline him. And then we ended up finding a place right here in New York City. It was actually Montefiore Medical Center, who was actually our first transplant center that we got into. And I said, you know, if they can really help him, what could we really do? And unfortunately, Yochi passed away 2 years ago. But we do this in his memory and in Steve's memory. And we said, you know, we can really make a difference. We really get it. We really understand it. We work, you know, 24 hours a day. My phone is always on. And we said we can really make a difference. And we said, you know, let's take it to the next level. And that's when we started expanding through, you know, through the organ transplant side. And then we said, hey, if we can do air ambulance and we could do medical escort and we can do organ transplant, then maybe we can do corporate jet charter, because it can't be as challenging, as complicated as putting together an entire trip of an organ transplant, but we can do it as well, and we do it really, really well. And that's how we went into the corporate charter division.
So now, talking about the corporate charter division, we mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Many times it may be an executive that wants to go on vacation, or maybe he has to reach an important meeting. Perhaps there are some other examples you could share about mission-critical situations, whether it's potentially an attorney that has to be somewhere, an IT professional has to be somewhere. I mean, the lists are really endless. Are you involved in that type of in those type of situations?
So we are. We've done it both, you know, pre-COVID, during COVID, and post-COVID. As I'm sure people realize that people stopped traveling a lot during COVID, and we really kicked up our business then. But what we had realized was that aside for the corporate charter division, which we do, concierge corporate charter where we take care of everything. And we tell everybody, focus on your business, and we're going to focus on your transport. So we'll arrange for, you know, if they need a jet or they need a helicopter or whatever they need, we'll take care of for them. And then
A to Z, every step
every
of the way.
Every single thing. So
food.
They give us their schedule. We say, let us know where you need to be. You needed to be in Louisiana at 11 a.m. and then you want to be in Chicago at 5. No problem. We'll take care of that. And we say, you just focus on your business. We'll do everything else. So we take care of their food for them. We take care of their jet. We take care of ground transportation. Everything that they need, we take care of for them. And then we realized that what if somebody has an urgent flight request? Even if people have a jet card for one of the big companies out there, even then what they define as urgent might be 10 or 12 hours, and they add premiums to those and costs. And we said, one second, if we can launch for an organ transplant flight in 2 or 3 hours, then we can do the same thing for an urgent corporate request.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found that those things happen. You mentioned before if a lawyer has to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was actually like during COVID, we had an attorney. They're based here in New York City, and they had a deposition that was taking place in Dallas, and they had, I guess, subbed it out to another law firm out there. And the night before this deposition, it was a Sunday night, the attorney tested positive for COVID.
You can't
make
this up.
So now he can't show deposition.
Up. Right.
But the deposition has to take place at 9 a.m. the
right.
following
Come what
morning.
May. Come what
so
may.
They call us at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? And at 5:30 or 6 a.m., I don't recall exactly what time, we launched. And we had their attorney from their law firm in New York that was there. And we've flown engineers. We've flown people to every aspect, every type of business. And while our focus is on finance, on real estate, on healthcare, and the nursing home industry, we realize that any business, when they have that emergency, who are they going to call? And it doesn't have to be a business emergency. It could be that somebody got sick or somebody passed away, or for some reason somebody has to get somewhere very, very quickly. Who else is going to pick up the phone for you at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and launch a couple hours later?
So someone who's listening to the show now and say, you know what, I really could take advantage, and I need the benefits of what you offer. How should they get in touch with you and your company?
Well, they either reach us. We have a number, 844-538-1911, or they can our paraflight.aero. They can reach us, you know.
Paraflight.aero.
That A-E-R-O.
A-E-R-O.
Right.
Boom. Paraflight.aero.
Right.
What's the number again, please?
844-538-1911.
Now, Sim, what sets you apart from the competition in your industry?
I believe it's our attention to detail. That's what we do. We really take care of everything. We have flight coordinators that show up at the airport. I know we're sitting here right now in your studio, but I will tell you that I got home last night at 3 o'clock in the morning as I spent my night in Teterboro, because we had 3 flights that were going out, and we go out there. It's whether it's myself or one of our coordinators who are out there, somebody is always there to make sure everything is really running smooth.
How have, I mean, you touched on it before, but how has the pandemic, I mean, thank God we're at the other side. We certainly hope we're at the other side. How has that affected your business?
So it really did affect us. That is the real truth. As far as the organ transplant flights, we were down 100% between March and July.
Oh, right, because even the hospitals, they weren't doing transplants.
Correct.
And they went
March and July of 2020, we were absolutely down. Transplant centers had to shut down because they didn't have enough ventilators, or there was a perceived shortage of ventilators,
right.
So we weren't able to do that. But on the flip side, the corporate travel or the personal travel really kicked up, and that appears
right.
to
and
be,
also because the airports were
right,
they were either
just,
shut down or
it was so difficult to get
down.
Through.
Yeah.
So right, so that business had really picked up. So although our organ transplant flights have really started picking up again, we're probably at 60% of what we were in the beginning of end of 2019, beginning of 2020, but. We're grateful that we're back, and we're grateful that people are traveling again, and we're grateful that we, for the most part, people don't even have to wear masks anymore, so it's exciting.
Before we go to commercial break, Sim, I've known you for a while, many decades actually, and thank God you don't look like you've aged, all right, since we were together in high school. How do you maintain your cool? You're like so relaxed, and meanwhile, you're dealing with pressures that no one would want to dream of. How do you maintain? I'm sorry to put you on the spot,
right.
But it's true.
So I'm grateful to have a real solid team behind me. And the business is an absolute pressure. And we always say, if you're looking for a pressured business, get into aviation. And if you really want to expound on that, you really want to increase that tenfold, get into organ transplant. But we love what we do. We're very passionate. We realize that we can really help make a difference. And that's what I think what sets us apart. We really step up to the plate. We're really and we work 24/7.
Before we go to break, again, how can people get in touch with your company?
844-538-1911 or on the web, paraflight.aero. We're on most social media platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn,
and Paraflight. They type in Paraflight.
Correct.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
All right, and we're back. Mind Your Business here on 710 WR. My guest is Sim Shane, founder and CEO of Paraflight Aviation and OrganFlights.com. Sim, in the first section and the first segment of tonight's show, we were talking about Paraflight, how your background, and you also talked about Shlomo Zakheim, someone who's our community is very familiar with. We're going to get to that in this segment, but let's talk about and really, we touched on it, but really to explain it more, concierge corporate and urgent flights. Describe to me, like, where did the need? Describe to me a situation that really brings it out, the need that and that exists out there, and the, I don't want to say the problem that you solve, but how you solve that need so perfectly.
So it actually is a problem that we solve. You know, one of the interesting things to note is that we always tell our corporate clients, you can always make more money. One thing you can never make is more time. That's really what it is. There's only X number of hours in our day.
Yeah.
And sometimes people want to be able to leave, you know, in the morning, we say after breakfast, and be back for dinner. And especially if they go to certain parts of the country where it might take one or two flights, you know, to get
there.
That's right. Right? Or you have to sit and wait online. You have to get to an airport 90 minutes before a flight. By the time you know it, you spent most of your day just in travel. And then if your meeting gets delayed and now you're looking at your clock and saying, hey, maybe I have to run to the airport. Should I cut the meeting short? Now do I have to stay overnight? So companies that have the ability to do it, and it's not cheap, okay, but companies who have the ability to do it, to maximize on their time, will say, hey, you know, we want to leave in the morning. We want to fly to Miami, stay there for a few hours for a meeting and be able to come back. Or they're flying to Texas, anywhere they want to go to in the country, but they don't have to go sit and allocate that hour and a half before. Now they're showing up literally 5 minutes before the flight. They're getting on. They get off. There's a vehicle waiting. It takes them to their meeting. It takes them to their office or wherever they have to go. They jump back on and they come back and their day is complete. They're able to maximize on the time that they have.
Now, you said before, you said it's not cheap, but the value for those that are in that space is incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we do. As I mentioned before, we take care of everything for them. They don't have to worry about it. They give us their schedule, and we take
everything.
Care of everything.
Food, ground transportation.
Hot cater meals, ground transportation, their vehicles. Some places, some companies will actually fly somewhere. We'll have a helicopter pick them up and take them to, you know, to their space.
The
or sometimes they want to look at some real estate developments or projects that they're looking at. We'll pick them up with a helicopter. We'll fly them around, and we'll bring them back and take them back home.
Sim, perhaps you could frame this, the time frame, when you have a whole situation that's coming together. Okay, we'll call it this whole situation comes to life. I mean, you really extend life for many people. But in an urgent situation that, like, you know, you become aware of an organ that's available in Texas and there's someone that needs it and they're in Albany or whatever, how do you operate so quickly? How does that walk us through a situation that, like, as I'm saying it, I'm like, you know, like, it just happens all so fast. But how do you put all the pieces together?
So one thing that we actually built, I think we completed it in mid-2020, is that we built actually an app. We built an app called the Organ Flights app, and it's on the Apple and the Android platforms. And it allows us to communicate both with transplant centers and with operators nationwide.
No.
So we have over 100 operators on our app right now, which equates to probably about between 750 and 800 aircraft. So instead of us having to pick up a phone, you know, so if we have a job that comes in Memphis, Tennessee, or in Dallas, or in Los Angeles, or in Las Vegas, wherever it might be, we could just put out that request. So even operators who might be based in Florida, but they might be floating because they just completed a job somewhere else in the country, they can pick that up and they can respond. So our general, we always ask, of course we say, give us as much time as you can.
Right.
Right? But we've launched in as quick as 90 minutes if we have to.
Wow.
But generally our average
time. From when you get a request.
Correct, from our request.
You could be off the runway, airborne
90,
within under 90 minutes.
Right, correct. I mean, we try to say give us 2 to 3 to 4 hours if you
which
can.
Which is still lightning speed.
Correct. And that comes for the corporate side as well. When somebody has a real emergency, right, and they get notified at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they need to be airborne by 7 o'clock, we can do that. Because we can just hit our app. It doesn't only have to be for organ flights.
Right.
We can use that for corporate flights as well. We're basically an Uber for organ for rapid urgent flights.
Right. Corporate,
correct.
Organ, medical,
whatever they need.
Whatever it's needed. Now, I understand you do some charity work, and this we're going to talk about, Shlomo, but before we do, again, how can people get in touch with your company?
They can call our 24/7 dispatch center, 844-538-1911, or reach us on the web, paraflight.aero, or on all the social media platforms.
And on the social media platform at Paraflight.
Correct.
Paraflight. Now, this is a very special, touching part because, you know, every business out there has to turn a profit and has to generate revenue, but you are involved with charity work. Perhaps you could even, talk about your memories of Shlomo Zakheim and, you know, and the impact he had on you and some of the charity work that you are so graciously involved with.
So I was very lucky to meet a special gentleman named Shlomo Zakheim. I got to know him right after 9/11, actually, when we all went to Israel, when he created what was called the Heart Team, Hatzalah Emergency Ambulance Response Team, where we trained EMTs and paramedics in the event of a war or intifada. We got trained in Israel. Mm. And that's really where I got to know him. And we became very, very close. We were actually business partners for a number of years in a couple of pharmacies that we had together. And unfortunately, in 2012, Steve developed leukemia. It was secondary to his exposure at 9/11. At one point, Steve owned the largest ambulance company in New York State, and he lost, I believe, 14 of his personnel at 9/11. Mm. And he spent greater than 30 days there, him and also a close friend who passed away, Banish Mandel. And they actually both developed cancer, and they both passed away. But it's interesting that Steve didn't die from the cancer. Steve was cancer-free when he passed away, but he died from the lung disease. His lungs were totally destroyed by the chemotherapy. And I remember that Steve called me into his hospital room shortly before he passed away. And Steve actually had his own jet. He had a Lear 31 that he had outfitted at his own expense. You know, he used his jet for his business and charity that he did. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. And Steve outfitted his jet with a stretcher and with oxygen. And he would send me and other paramedics all over the country flying with patients who needed to get wherever, specialty hospitals, rehabs, doctor consults, whatever they needed. And Steve sent me, called for me while he was sick. And I remember coming into his hospital room in Sloan Kettering. And he said, I want you to take my jet. And I said, well, what do you mean take your jet? He said, I want you to take my jet. And I want you to open up a company. And he said, of course, you know, never forget the charity part, but I want you to go change the world. And he passed away soon after, and ultimately I didn't take his jet. His family ended up selling it. It was too much of an undertaking and a responsibility for me as well. He passed away in 2013, but in 2014 is really when I started my mission and my dream to be able to really make a change in this world. And I do it all in his memory and a memory of my other friends, of Banish and Yochi and other friends who have passed on.
So I'm going to ask just put you on the spot here. I mean, how do you balance the financial aspect of, you know, running a business? You have employees, you have vendors. This is an expensive hobby, as they would say, you know, while doing so much charity work.
So we all, you know, listen, I believe that whatever we're destined to make, we're going to make. And we're not going to get hurt by giving charity. And if we can't make it in the charity part, we're going to make it up in our for-profit part. And I don't believe we've ever been hurt by that. And when people are in a challenging situation, you know, we don't take advantage of them. We'll do it at cost. We'll do it below cost. We provide paramedics and nurses and physicians to go on flights with people, even if they don't have money. We do our best to work with other organizations to try to get mileage points for their tickets, whatever we need to do. My accountant is not fond of me saying this, but we're not profit driven. You know, and as much as we need profit to, you know, to grow our business, but we're really mission driven.
Now, the accountant might be listening to the show, you know.
Right. I'll make sure not to tell him about it.
No, let him listen. Sim, before we go to a commercial break, perhaps you could share a circumstance that just brings it all to life. Something that really just brings it home, how complicated this industry is, and yet how rewarding it is.
Sure. So we had a story a couple of years ago with two twins. They were born premature. Parents were out in Texas. They went for a routine doctor's appointment out there while they were out on vacation. Next thing you know, the babies were born a I think, at about 24 weeks. Really? And they were stuck out there. So Dad lived in New Jersey with Mom, but Mom was out in the hospital with the babies. Dad was commuting back and forth because he had a local business here. And they reached out to us and they said, we are just stuck. We don't know what to do. We have these two little babies who are preemies. Critical care. Yeah. They're preemies, and we need to get them back to New Jersey. She said, I have to bring my wife back home because we need to be able to function as a family again, and we don't know what to do. They had called some of the local air ambulance companies out there, and everybody was pretty much scared to undertake this. So what we actually did was we got a large aircraft, and we put together a full NICU team. So we took along a neonatologist, and a NICU nurse, and a paramedic, and another nurse. And we had to have oxygen for both of the patients. And we flew out there, and we brought them back. And I speak to the family to this day. Wow. We watch the progress on social media. Wow. Of these two wonderful, beautiful babies. And it's so rewarding because it was challenging. We knew that. We knew we had a challenge of getting them from Texas back to New Jersey, and we needed tremendous amounts of oxygen for these children. But we said, you know what? If we can do it, you know, we're just going to step up to the plate and do whatever we can to make it happen.
You know what else is so special about this is that you're not afraid to be gutsy. You know, that there are situations, and I could hear that the other companies turned down this opportunity because while on one hand they're like, all right, you know, we got to save a life, but at the same time the risk factor was high, and therefore they said, like, why should we take the risk? But it sounds like your company will take on a fair risk if there's a risk involved, but still there's a chance to save someone's life. We're going to get involved.
But a benefit that we have, though, is that we have a solid our medical team behind us. So we have our chief medical officer is a legendary Dr. Mark Merlin. He's the one who reviews every single one of our cases to make sure that it's
great
safe.
Point.
And if it wasn't safe, we absolutely wouldn't do it. Sometimes companies just get scared and say, hey, it's beyond what we can handle.
Right,
but we say, hey, as long as we have that clearance and these patients are really fit to fly, we're going to go ahead and do it.
How can people get in touch with Paraflight?
Simple. Our 24/7 dispatch number, 844-538-1911, or paraflight.aero. And social media platforms, Instagram and LinkedIn.
But Paraflight.
Correct.
Paraflight. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftis right here on 710 WOR. There we go. And the iHeartRadio Network. Tonight's show with Sim Shane brought to you by Paraflight Aviation and OregonFlights.com. I'm here with the founder and CEO, Sim Shane. Simcha, in an earlier segment in tonight's show, you talked about mission-critical business opportunities. And I want to just hold on to that for a second because, I mean, last week we interviewed, you know, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. We've interviewed many Fortune 500 executives here on the show. And there are many, many business owners, business executives in the C-suite on down that are tuned in. And perhaps you can frame it, discuss some additional maybe stories, share some stories, war stories, as we call them in the business world, where people could really wrap their head around the situation and understand where time is money. Time is money, but here where it's really squarely, and the company was able to come back to life because of your services.
So we had a place, I don't want to mention the town, but somewhere in upstate New York, there was an ethanol plant that had a big challenge with their servers. That would actually service the entire plant, and they were on complete shutdown. Mm. They were supposed to open up Monday morning at 6 a.m., and they found out on Sunday night that they had a big issue, and they were going to call one of their, I guess, local providers, who said they would respond within 48 to 72 hours.
Right, good morning.
But at that point, they would be down.
For three days.
You're talking about millions of dollars of revenue, millions of dollars, and they needed to get their engineers and their techs in, and within 4 to 5 hours of when they called us, their teams were airborne and they were sitting in upstate New York. They got everything set. I think it was only about 2 to 3 hours of work, you know. So instead of opening up at, you know, at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, by 9 or 10, they were open, you know. And these are the things that we do. We recognize that emergencies do happen, and emergencies don't have to be medical. Emergencies could be a real business emergency, and people don't even know where to turn to. So while we do regular concierge corporate flights, the concept of urgent is not strange to us because we do that with our organ flights. And if we do it with our organ flights, we can do it with our corporate flights very, very easily.
Now let's talk about organflights.com. Perhaps you could share some more about this company and the services that it offers.
So organflights.com is actually a spinoff of one of the divisions that we do in Paraflight, as I mentioned. I started it years ago. I had, as I mentioned, Steve Zakheim passed away, who needed a lung, and my friend Yochi passed away, who needed a lung. And we realized that we can really make a difference. So many operators just do that as they do concierge and they do corporate flights and things like that. But we realized that our team is entirely medical. So from our doctors, our nurses, our paramedics, even our flight coordinators are all medically trained. And we realized that we can really make a difference if we really get it and we really understand it. That's why we spent tremendous amounts of money just building our app. And we don't even charge for it. Our app is free both for the operators and for the hospitals because we were trying to figure out what we can do to make a difference.
And efficiently.
Correct. And then and part of the efficient part was when we realized that while we can get them on the jet, what about the ground transport that we need to get to them as well? So we created an entire ground transport division. So we have drivers. And again, even our drivers that we take all have at least 5 years of 911 experience, whether they're police officers, firefighters.
So it's not local car services.
We do not. Correct. Our vehicles are lights and sirens. And we recognize that we're flying or transporting celebrities. That's what we do. The doctors, the surgeons, the perfusionists that leave at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to go save a life, they're real celebrities. And that's what we ask our pilots and we ask our ground support. Hey, do you guys want to sit and drive and fly celebrities? Because that's really what we do. And we love what we do. And we realize that we can really make a huge difference.
Tell us about the timing needed. I touched on this earlier, and I'm always so fascinated by this whenever we get a chance to schmooze and talk, you know, and discuss what, you know, the work that you do. Tell us about the timing needed and why it's life-changing in these type of situations. But my main point here is the timing involved to pull this off.
So it's interesting. Sometimes we get 8 hours or 10 hours.
And that's almost like a year and a half.
It's unbelievable how relieved we are when we get that. But for the most part, we probably get 3 to 4 hours. So we'll get a notice that comes through either on our app or one of our communication groups that we have with all of our transplant centers. And it's interesting. We don't get names. So we have no idea who is being transplanted. We don't know if it's male. We don't know if it's female. We don't know anything.
So all they have is confidentiality.
Well, it's not just confidentiality, but it's regulated by the federal government through the United Network of Organ Sharing, where everybody's identified. Both the donor and the recipient are identified just by a number and a match ID. Mm-hmm. So they'll post a number, the match ID, and say, hey, we're going to pick up, you know, double lungs, or we're picking up a heart or a liver, kidneys, pancreas, whatever it might be. And they'll tell us which transplant center they have to be at. So they might say, hey, we needed to be in Atlanta. We have to be in Miami or Texas, wherever it might be. And they'll say, hey, right now is, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the OR, the operating room time, is going to be at 8 o'clock p.m. Although most of the time, it's interesting to note, our ORs take place at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's because the ORs are already scheduled. The operating rooms are scheduled for their surgeries. So now, and they also have to put together many teams.
Right.
So when we come there, we might be bringing in a lung team or a heart team, and there are companies, there are transplant centers from all over the, you know, from, I don't want to say all over the country, but let's say within a 500 or 700 mile radius that are all coming in. Some might come in by ground, some might come in by helicopter. There could be 4 jets that are coming in for each specific transplant. I'll tell you that last night alone, from 2 of our transplant centers, we flew 2 different transplant centers to the same hospital because one of the transplant centers that we work with was picking up the heart and the other one was picking up the lungs. So they have to try to schedule all of that, but sometimes they don't have enough time. Sometimes they just don't have, that window is just too short, and sometimes we can be the backup. So they might have someone allocated for that heart or that lung, but maybe the recipient is too sick, or maybe there was an issue where maybe the recipient had COVID, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we only have an hour and a half. Just yesterday, actually, we got a phone call from a transplant center that was up in Memphis who had to get a liver up to Fort Worth, Texas. But we were the backup, so we only had a two-hour window because they were in the middle of the procurement already when whoever was getting the liver initially had to turn it down. And now we had to launch an aircraft immediately to get into Memphis to get over to Texas. Those are the things that we do.
Mind-boggling. You partner with some of the big names in the industry. Perhaps you could either share or what? Am I putting you on the spot with that?
Well, I'm hesitant to say all the places that we deal with, but we deal with some of the big companies out there, and we partner with them. We always try to play very nicely, even with our competitors. So we'll support them, and they'll support us. If we're short and we need a flight, we'll reach out to them. But many of the transplant centers and many of the operators around the country will ask them, hey, if you have an issue, call us, and we'll put it out over our app, and we'll get you an aircraft. Because it's all about one thing. It's about saving lives. And we always say this. It's one team, and it's one mission, and we're saving lives. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a difference. So it doesn't matter if they're a competitor. We'll do whatever we can to make sure that whoever needs an aircraft or ever needs transportation to get a lung or a heart or any vital organ, we're going to help them.
Now, you touched on a key issue that really any successful business has to master, and you talked about your staff. Perhaps, and especially in a business like yours, where everything has to go perfectly. There's no room for error. Perhaps you could talk about your staff and what it's like to work with such a great staff and how you built such a team.
So we're blessed. We're blessed. And I think every company is blessed when we have a good, solid staff who really believes not just in the mission, but in the outcome as well. And we always make sure to thank them afterwards. Not only do we thank our staff, after every single trip, we say thanks to you. Another person is able to live today. But we thank our clients as well for allowing us to participate, to play what we call as a small part in this life-saving mission. And that's something that really makes a difference. And they really feel it. And that's why when our staff is up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, right, or even when it's 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're giving up everything. Their time and their focus is strictly for the mission at hand to make sure that it's successful.
So recognition, ongoing recognition.
Right. Ongoing real recognition to let them know that they really played a vital part. And it could be everything. We speak to pilots. We speak to all the support personnel. We say thank you. Thank you for making a difference. You've made a difference in somebody else's life today for sure.
Perhaps you could talk about your medical director.
So Dr. Mark Merlin. So yeah, we were blessed. I met him probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and he's just a legend. He really, really is, and we're very lucky to have him. And he picks up his phone also, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have other support staff as well, with our chief medical officers and our medical directors and our chief flight nurses and our chief flight paramedics. And we really make sure that we have the right ones for our teams, the right people who want to be there, who just love what they do, who don't look at this as a job. We don't. We look at it as a mission. It's a love. You know what they say, right? If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I really feel that way. As I can come up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be back on the road at 6 o'clock. And I was like, to me, this is a vacation.
Simcha, before I get to my next question, how can people get in touch with Paraflight?
They can call our 24/7 dispatch line, 844-538-1911, or on the web, paraflight.aero.
Simcha, based on all your incredible work we've addressed in the last roughly 45 minutes about you and the companies, the various companies that you manage seem to be very, very unique. What is perhaps one or two, business strategies, takeaways for the listeners out there that you can share and that they could have as a takeaway? Now, this is excluding time management, because time management is such a key part of your business. I'm going to ask that separately next. But what's a separate business strategy tip that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
So what I think really works for us is we have to bring everything together and focus on what our mission is. You know, right. In business, everybody's always trying to find something else. Let me do this. This might make money. This might be another add-on. Right. But you have to focus on our strength. Is this what we're good at? So we're great at getting aircraft. We're great at management. We're great at the concierge service that we need to provide, and that's what we focus on. We've had many opportunities over the years to expand our business, but it would take away from what our core focus is, and we figured that if we take away from that strength, we're going to really weaken our core. So focus on what you do best. Keep your eye on the prize. We don't even look at our competitors. We really don't. Could we even work with our competitors? We focus on the prize of getting a job done, whether it's corporate, concierge, organ flights, medical escorts, air ambulance. We look at the mission at hand and we do whatever we can to get it done. And of course, as you mentioned, time management is critical and it's crucial.
You know, it's beautiful. Anytime I speak with a very smart person or a very successful person, they have a similar response to the question I asked you. In fact, just recently I interviewed Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. And I asked him the following question because his whole operation had to make major adjustments to the classes that they give at Dale Carnegie when the pandemic set in. I said, how did you make that adjustment? Because anyone took a Dale Carnegie course, they know it's interactive. You're there in the classroom with 20 other people. How did they move to Zoom in that environment? And he said it was clarity of purpose. That was the way he put it. Clarity of purpose. Just like what you said. There has to be, in fact, maybe you could even explain it out again, the importance of every company understanding their mission, vision, and purpose.
Correct. And never losing your focus. That's what I think everybody knows that in every business that you do. As I mentioned before, your focus is what your strengths are and just build on that over and over and over again. And don't look at all the outliers, everything that comes in. They say, hey, there's another opportunity for you to go grab something. Because when you start taking your focus off of the prize of what your objective and what your goals are, you end up just weakening your entire business.
So you got to ignore the new shiny objects?
Right.
New shining objects. All right. Time management. There's no question that if there's one person I want to talk to about time management, it's Simcha Shane from Paraflight. I mean, what tips could you share? Because remember, there are a lot of business owners out there. There are Fortune 500 executives listening, and then there are solo entrepreneurs listening. What tips could you share on time management?
So if you would have asked me this question 6 years ago, I would have said nothing. I have no idea what to do. But I actually had a business coach that I didn't even have the money to pay for it then. I had a very close friend of mine who said, you know what you need? You need a business coach. And he set me up with a business coach based in New York City.
Okay.
Her name was Nancy Snell. We spoke on the phone many, many times. And we were trying to find what my weaknesses were, you know, where I can make a difference. And I would tell her that I would miss important meetings. I would forget about.
Now again, this is years ago. Don't worry about it.
I would forget about appointments. And she trained me in something. And that was my calendar. And my entire, everything that we do goes into our calendar. So it's time management. And I'm not saying you have to maximize on every minute of your day because there's always downtime and you need to do what you need to do. But when you look at your schedule, and I look the day before or the night before of what I have set for my next day, and if some things aren't important, I can move it to the next day, I will. When somebody wants to set up an appointment with me, as soon as I look on my calendar, I will say, and you know with technology right now, I can tell you, put it into my calendar.
Right.
And that's what you guys do. So if I know it's in my calendar, I'm there. If it's not on my calendar, it's not. Every single one of our flights, as soon as we book a flight, even if the flight is taking place in 1 hour, our team puts it in every person's calendar, both the outbound and the return. Everything we do is in our calendar. And it takes a little getting used to.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. You can pick up your iPhone and you can say, hey, Siri. And Siri will add it to your calendar. It's something just so simple. And the other thing that I realized was that you have to appreciate others' times as well. So when I set up an appointment with somebody else, instead of saying, hey, add to the calendar, at 1 p.m. is the appointment, if we can get it all done in 7 minutes, then that appointment set up with them is from 1 p.m. to 1:07 p.m. And one thing that I'll tell you that Shlomo Zakheim always taught me was, don't be late. Value somebody else's time. You'd rather be 15 minutes early than 1 minute late. When somebody creates time for you, whether it's a client or whether it's a vendor, appreciate it and maximize on it and utilize it. Utilize the time that they give you, but appreciate it. Don't come late. Be on time. And as I said, everything that it works for me. Maybe it doesn't work like that for everybody, but for me, if it's in my calendar, it's there. And if it's not, I'm not responsible.
So as we approach the close, we have this very nice feature where we ask people to share a business tip based on their initials. So I understand you also have middle initials. It's not just it's Simcha Shane, it's SSS. What's your middle name?
So it's actually I have a middle initial without a middle name.
That's fascinating.
I think my mother found it cute.
You're unique in many ways.
And it's interesting
ways.
That when you write it,
it's
there's
great.
No period after the thing. So my initials are SSS.
All right. So could you share a business tip? There's a little, you added to the challenge. Hey.
So you need three words that start with the letter S?
Yes.
I guess I should be grateful that my name didn't start with the letter Q, right? But yeah, so for us, the business that I'm in, it's really simple. And it comes down to the three core values of our business.
Ready?
And that is service, service, and service.
I love it.
And that's really what we do. Everything about us in both the corporate and the medical side is service. If you appreciate and you value what you're giving and what you're doing for others and what others do for us as well. We appreciate our clients and we do whatever we can to give 110% on the service component. So if you do that for anything, in every business, you know that. If you provide a good service for them, then your clients are ultimately going to be very, very happy.
Sim, before I let you go, how could people find out more about your company?
Simple. They can go to the web, www.paraflight.aero. That's A-E-R-O. Or our 24/7 dispatch line, 1-844-538-1911.
This wraps up a great episode of Mind Your Business. Don't forget to access all the free business interviews that we've had on previous shows, especially on YouTube. All the videos are up. Subscribe today at 710WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.